military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone. And basically, we're going to be talking about, certainly about God's influence in our lives. You know, a lot of people don't believe in God. I think they're absolutely wrong. But the other thing is, then, does God really have an impact on how you and I live? In other words, does he really care, or is he sort of the sort of God that created the heavens and the earth and then just sort of sat back to watch things unfold? Well, I believe God is involved in the affairs of men, and I think that Pastor Billy Crone brings this out beautifully in his sermons. But anyway, Pastor Billy, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
We're talking about a little bit of some of the rise of the occult and issues of that nature that the Bible said would appear on the scene in the last days. And again, you're absolutely right. I've said this throughout our study, the final countdown that we're currently in, that but when you understand Bible prophecy, it not only helps to validate the scripture that it that the Bible really did come from God, because if this book, the Bible, was written by God, then you would expect it logically to contain things that only God can know, especially, of course, the future. If he's above and beyond time and knows the beginning from the end, then he should be able to do that. And that's what we see in the Bible. God's track record is 100% every single time. And he predicts the future before it comes to pass in intimate detail, Old and New Testaments, and to let us know this book really did come from him. But when you take a look at oftentimes when it, especially in the last days, when he talks about the things that are to come and he prophesies the things that are yet to be, in our lifetime, they're not pretty. It's a horrible, rotten time. You're going to see that the planet's going to go through a global war and a global famine, and at one point, one-fourth of mankind's going to be wiped out with a sword and famine and plague and wild beasts, and there's going to be a global earthquake, and an asteroid is going to fall to the earth, the sky is going to recede, every mountain and island is going to be removed from its places. People on earth know that this, at that time, know this is a judgment from God. They're so scared. They literally, the text says, they're going to drop like, they're going to drop out of fear with heart attacks. It's such a horrible time. And then one-third of the earth's going to be burned up. A blazing comet's going to pass by and destroy the fresh water. And on a third of the earth, and Satan's going to release a bunch of demons from the pit, the abusos. And then another one-third of mankind is wiped out. And it just goes on and on and on. And, of course, it culminates into the bowl judgments and the Battle of Armageddon, where it says it's going to be such a horrible slaughter at that time that the blood is going to be as high as a horse's bridle, which is about 4 feet deep, and 1,600 stadia, which is about 200 miles. So that's not a good future. Okay, God predicted it's going to happen. Now, here's the point. He let us know this in advance because he does, as you rightly stated, Dr. Monte, he cares about us. Okay? If he knew this was coming down the pike, then you think, well, if he loves us, he'd let us know. And that's, again, the benefit of knowing Bible prophecy. Out of love, I'm firmly convinced, God has given, he didn't have to, but he's given us 2,000 years heads up, warning that this is what's going to happen to the planet in the last days because of mankind, because of sin. It's our own doing, you don't want to be caught off guard. And one of the signs that he gives us to let us know that we're fast approaching those days, and you don't want to be there, you need to take the way out, the only way out, through Jesus. I didn't say that. He did. John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. But one of the ways that we know that, believe it or not, is something that we see on the news pretty much every day. And yet we don't connect it to Bible prophecy. We don't connect it as a sign that we're in that last day society. And believe it or not, folks, it has everything to do with drugs. Okay, most people don't have, we have no clue that all these just say no to drug campaigns, all these drug wars, all these drug lords, all these drug problems that we see around the world, flip on your news, it's actually a sign that we're living in the last days. And this is what God says and predicted would happen nearly 2,000 years ago. Here's what the planet is going to be like during the 7-year tribulation, which Jesus said is the worst time in the history of mankind. and that unless God shortened that time frame, nobody on the planet would survive. It's going to be a horrible time. But it says there, and it talks about mankind, that this is after a third of mankind was killed by some plagues. And then it says the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop, and here's what it says. Here's an insight to that culture. You tell me if we're not getting close. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see, hear, or walk, nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Okay? First of all, that's so much for the human potential movement there, where mankind's supposed to be all so great and wonderful and do all kinds of great things. That's not what we're headed for, folks. Mankind, the Bible clearly says, is going to get so wicked in the last days that even though they're being clearly at this time judged by God, it still doesn't wake them up. Okay, mankind at this point is so hard, so hardened, so evil at this point, they still refuse to repent and get right with God. Nothing seems to get their attention, not even being in the very midst of the judgment of God. They're going to continue to continue in their pathway of absolute unadulterated wickedness like it's no big deal. They're just going to have this attitude to thumb a nose at God. It's a horrible society. Okay, and I think if you break down that text, you're going to understand partly why society got that way. Okay, and that's where we're headed. And one of the key words in that passage there, some translations have it translated magic arts. Others have it sorcery and things of that nature. And it's actually the Greek word pharmakeia, which is where we get our English word pharmacy from, which is why it literally means drugs or druggings, is what it says. And so this one word clues us in on as to why these people in the last days are so evil to the point where they refuse to repent and get right with God, even though they're in the midst of being judged by God. Okay, apparently, according to even just that one word, apparently their minds are going to be elsewhere, so to speak. They're going to be massive amounts of drug usage across the planet. It's going to be clouding the people's minds in the last days, okay? And this is what's amazing, Dr. Monteith, is, again, every time you turn on your TV, what do we hear every single night around the world? Drug this, drug that, drug problem here, drug raid there, drugs in schools, drugs in homes, drugs in streets. We got drugs in the government. We got drugs around the world. There's drug wars. There's all this stuff going on. Drug usage has gone ballistic around the world. And, of course, it's spawning all kinds of wicked behavior on our planet, which is another sign that we're living in the last days. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, but mark this, there's going to be terrible times in the last days. People are going to be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to the parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control. They're going to be brutal, not lovers of the good. They're going to be treacherous and rash and conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And that's our society today. And then you tap that off with what's going on here with these people. Apparently massive drug usage are going to be used across the planet. Folks, that's our society today. It's happening before our very eyes.
We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Network.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training. malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, Dr. Monteith, this is what's ironic. You know, it's one of the biggest signs that we know we're living the last days. The Bible says in the last days you're going to see your society get extremely wicked. And then it begins to call out all this behavior that we see today. You know, people are going to be, in a nutshell, they're going to be selfish and greedy and boastful and prideful and abusive, disobedient, ungrateful and unholy and unloving, unforgiving and slanderous and out of control and brutal, evil, treacherous, rash and conceited. And there's going to be a massive amount of drug usage by people across the planet. Gee willikers, what do you think you see today? And again, folks, this is like, oh, hey, wow, that's pretty interesting. I guess we're fast approaching the last days. Well, again, folks, what's the context? I read to you earlier what the Bible says about that. You don't want to be there. It's the worst time in mankind's history. And you're saying, well, man, you know, that's, you know, if God was real, then he'd let us know. Well, folks, this has been recorded for us for about the last 2,000 years. What's unfortunate is people, unfortunately, either don't get into the Bible, period, and read it for themselves, or unfortunately, churches today aren't teaching Bible prophecy. And, man, it's just ironic and sad because these things are happening before our very eyes, and we need to be equipped and we need to be warned. Okay, but back to that issue where it says pharmakeia there in the Greek, that means drugs or druggings. Okay, folks, this is what is helping to spawn this wicked behavior that the Apostle Paul mentioned there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, with all this unholy and conceited and disobedient, brutal and evil and treacherous behavior, is with the drugs. It's also because, as we've seen before and we cover it in great detail in our study, this humanism, and this attitude of hedonism, which is pleasing yourself above all things, atheism, and evolution, and, you know, which is common sense, because what you believe determines how you behave. Okay? We used to believe that there is a God, but that's not what we teach people anymore. Even kids, we high, even going into preschool, you're taught immediately that there is no God. Well, gee whiz, so when they grow up to be adults and they act ungodly, why are we shocked? From we high, we tell them that they came from apes. Then we're surprised when they grow up and act like apes? Folks, what you believe determines how you behave. And so because of these humanism and atheism and evolution and this hedonistic idea, it's all about self and please self as much as you can. That's exactly what the text said 2,000 years ago, roughly, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And then you throw drugs in on the mix? No wonder things are messed up. And no wonder the seven-year tribulation, the time frame, the society, the people on the planet at that time, it's going to be horrible. No wonder Jesus said it's going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. But what's happening is this drug usage is not only happening across the planet, fulfilling this passage of Scripture, but it's also spawning all kinds of new wicked behavior. Paul even talks about this in Romans chapter 1. He talks about how people had the audacity to say that there was no God. And so God says, oh, really? And so he gave them over to their own sinful desires, and they still didn't respond. So then he gives them over to their shameful lusts, and then it starts talking about homosexuality and lesbianism, things of that nature, and they still didn't respond. And so then he gave them over to a depraved mind. And it says it got so dark, and he was talking about the Roman society at the time, which is happening today, unfortunately, again. But it says that they got so bad, so dark at that time, that they began to even invent ways of doing evil. Well, folks, that's what we see in our society today. We're living that passage, too, unfortunately. We're doing the same thing. We don't have just usage of drugs, and drugs are spiraling out of control, but now they're creating new ones, all kinds of drugs. In fact, they even have a term for them. They're called designer drugs. It's not just the classic ones that everybody used to, unfortunately, fall for. They come up with all kinds of new ones. Just to give you an idea, folks, of just how ballistic this is going, one of the new designer drugs out there is called Crocodile. And the reason why it's called Crocodile, it's kind of like crocodile, but Crocodile, is because what it does to people, it turns their skin greenish and scaly in appearance, you know, like a crocodile, and it eventually causes their blood vessels to rupture, and it kills the surrounding skin tissue. And this creates, listen, quote, huge chunks of dead flesh on their bodies, kind of like a zombie-type creature, okay? It's like, gee, what, all these zombie movies, where they create, preparing our minds for a future that really could be reality with all this crazy drugs going on and what it does to the mind of people. And listen to what one person said. They said, quote, once you're an addict at this level, using this stuff, Crocodile, quote, any rational thinking doesn't apply, which would explain, I would say, partly the text there, not only the heart of man, but maybe even the mind of man. Why won't these people get right with God, even in the midst of being judged by God? Well, maybe because their mind is going to be elsewhere, okay? We've seen the latest thing on news. You think society's bad now? Wait till we continue to go, unfortunately, down this route with the drug usage and continue to make up new drugs and designer drugs and find anything to get a high, so to speak. It's going to get even worse. In fact, I'd say we've seen a taste of it. You know, speaking of zombies, another drug that's out there and another latest outbreak is the whole bath salt things. It's like, man, of all things, bath salts? Yeah. But the point is, what is it causing people to do? As we know in the news, not just here in the U.S., but over across the seas, the same thing's happening. People are actually eating each other's faces off. It's a whole other zombie thing. Are you kidding me? I mean, you talk about wicked behavior. Who would have thought just a few years ago it gets so bad with not just drugs, but it gets so bad with drugs that people are now getting so wicked they're actually eating each other's faces off. No wonder Jesus said, you don't want to be there. Whatever you do, don't go in the seven-year tribulation, man. It's going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. Can you imagine a whole planet like that, folks? Can you imagine not just a report here in the U.S. and one over there in Asia, and a couple here or there around the planet of people eating each other's face off? Can you imagine a whole planet like that? Well, folks, that's what the Bible talks about. It says in the last days, there's people going to use pharmakeia. Okay, drugs or druggings, okay, is going to take place. And the experts are actually saying it's going to get worse. And the reason why, folks, I think we're just seeing just the tip of the iceberg of this kind of wicked behavior and that the gates have been open is because we are now encouraging a gateway drug. And that, of course, is marijuana. And what's in the news? What are states starting to pass? What are they actually legalizing? What are they going backwards with? It's marijuana, okay? And experts are saying, folks, that this you continue to pass this, it's going to open the floodgates. You think your drug usage in mass is bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. It is going to spawn all kinds of wicked behavior today, okay? And that's even what the experts are saying. And then secular experts, okay, are saying this too. They're saying, what in the world is going on? You know, it's almost like if you do this, we're going to see a massive rise of drugs like we've never seen before across the planet. Where have I heard that before? God predicted it nearly 2,000 years ago. And part of it, too, is you need to realize, folks, that when you use the drugs, the reason why partly people's behavior gets so incredibly wicked is because when you're taking drugs, you think that you're just going on a trip. And you're going on a trip, all right, but you need to add this word to it, spiritual trip, okay? Because what happens is when you use drugs is you get your body, you get your mind into an altered state of consciousness. And most people don't realize when you get into an altered state of consciousness, yeah, you're going to experience things, all right, but you need to understand part of that is a spiritual experience, and you're opening up doors spiritually that you don't want to open up. It's called a demonic deception, okay? And many people don't realize, Dr. Monteith, there's many different ways that a person can get themselves into an altered state of consciousness and open themselves up to actual demonic deception and control. Drugs, of course, is one of them. If you study the occult, and if you study the mystery religion, things of that nature, that's always a classic thing, that they induce and encourage their devotees to take drugs to, quote, commune with the gods and the forces out there. That's commonplace. But there's other ways of doing it. You can get yourself into an altered state of consciousness and open your minds up to demonic deception via hypnotism. And, of course, they use that in psychotherapy. Repetitive movement. Okay, we see that with the Hindu yogis, and they encourage people to jump up and down and stuff like that. And then you throw in repetitive speech. The Hare Krishnas do that. They have their devotees repeat their, quote, mantra over and over and over and over and over again until it becomes mindless. That's actually getting worked up into an altered state of consciousness. And, yeah, you're going to start seeing stuff, all right. Most people, and this is what we deal with this in great detail later in our study, but Christians are falling for this one, hook, line, and sinker. You can actually get yourself into an altered state of consciousness with certain body postures and stretches, like with yoga. yoga, most people have no clue, unfortunately, that it's a Hindu practice, and yoga means yoke. And it's a death movement to yoke yourself and work yourself into an altered state of consciousness to yoke yourself with the Hindu gods, which are, of course, demons. And then, of course, you throw in some breathing exercises and meditation, and all of them, including drugs, will get you into an altered state of consciousness. Now, once you do that, you open yourself up to demonic spiritual forces to come in and to take control of you. And so you throw all this together, and these are all things that we're encouraging people to do today with the drugs and the hypnotism and repetitive movement and repetitive mindless speech and even yoga, breathing exercises, meditation. It's even coming into the church. And people are having an experience, all right. Doesn't mean it's from the Spirit of God. You're being duped. You're being tricked into a last day society where it's going to get so evil that even though people are being in the midst of being judged by God, they're so evil, so hardened, their minds are elsewhere, they still will not repent and get right with God. Folks, we are living that, not just in the world. It's actually being encouraged, unfortunately, in the church today. But then the Bible also talks about, in that same passage in Revelation chapter 9, that not only are they going to be using drugs, but believe it or not, the society is so evil that they're going to be worshiping demons, which really makes sense because as we just finished up with the drug usage and the altered states of consciousness and you're encouraging to be controlled by a demon, it would make only sense that you would also, unfortunately, fall for the next lie of worshiping them. And that's what it says in Revelation 9. The rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. And the first thing it called out there, they did not stop worshiping demons. Okay? As wild as it sounds, folks, the Bible clearly says that in the last days, during the seven-year tribulation, people are going to get so evil that they will even get to the point where they will be not just commingling, not just cohabitating, but actually worshiping demons, actual agents of evil. Okay? It says it right there. And again, well, okay, maybe we're showing signs of drug usage and getting people into various states of altered consciousness, but not demon worship. I mean, that went out with the 80s, man, wasn't it? With all that sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was just a fad that everybody went through. Are you kidding me? Folks, demon worship, including the fallen angel himself, Satan, is on the rise, okay? And part of it is because it's so easy to get to and now, today, okay? We don't want to believe this, but part of there's actually a rise, folks. There's a surge of demon worship and Satanism, okay? And part of it is because it's so easy to get to. You can just go and the click of a mouse. You don't have to go to some dark alley anymore. You don't need to go to some creepy bookstore and find out about Satanism. It's all over the place, okay? In fact, listen to this quote. A surge in Satanism is now being fueled by the Internet and has led to a sharp rise in the demand for exorcism. You know, get those demons out of me, okay? In fact, it's actually starting to permeate our society to where we would get to the point where we would actually say that the devil or Lucifer is not a bad guy. He's a good guy. And this isn't the lunatic fringe. I remember before I was, God saved me and had mercy on me, I was involved in the New Age movement. And I remember one of the lies of the New Age movement, of all things, for them to try to encourage you, indoctrinate you into, is the lie that specifically, you've been lied to. The devil, he's really a good guy, and he's just gotten a bad rap. And that's because of Christians and their Bible thing. You know, it's just, He's really a good guy. He just got a really, and I remember even as a non-Christian reading that, it's like, okay, that's a pretty audacious thing. But folks, that's our society. This isn't some, New Age teaching that if you only go to a New Age seminar and start, squeezing a crystal or something. Hey, folks, it's in even our schools. Listen to this. Some schools in California are saying, here's a direct quote, Lucifer is a model and a guardian. Most of what contributes to our work as teachers, preparation work, artistic work, even meditative work, is under the guardianship of Lucifer. We can become great teachers under his supervision. Direct quote. Folks, it's permeating, okay, all of our society. We even document this, too. There was a prayer offered up by Jack Black to Satan live on an MTV broadcast. It's one of their video award ceremony, where he urged the audience to join hands and pray this, quote, Dear Dark Lord Satan, and then he asks him, Satan, to give the musicians and nominees continued success in the music industry. And we wonder why demon worship, we wonder why Satanism is on the rise. It's all over the place, folks, and it's clearly exposed. In fact, we even quote and share some interviews with Anton LaVey from the, quote, Church of Satan. And he clearly says that, as Christians anyway, we don't want to admit this. But he says all religions are coming around to Satanism.
Hold
the
that
evidence
thought,
is all around
us. Thought. We're going to be back in just a minute with Pastor Billy Crone as we describe what's really taking place in the wicked world today.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, how can people get to your website?
They can check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us live for services and studies at Sunrise Baptist Church. That's at sunriselv.com, sunriselv is in Las Vegas, .com. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that should take you where you need to go.
All right, fine. And, of course, my wife and son attend Pastor Billy's church when they go to Las Vegas every year for the National Association of Broadcasters. Well, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead with your story.
Well, again, just to finish up the quote there from Anton LaVey with the Church of Satan, he admits what I think we don't want to admit, even as Christians, and he says all religions are coming around to Satanism. We're all in the very throes of a new satanic age. The evidence is all around us. All you have to do is look at it. And that's just it. I think it's, you know, we're just like an ostrich with its head in the sand, so to speak. We don't want to look at it, not even as Christians. We don't want to deal with these facts that Satanism, that demon worship, just like the Bible predicted it nearly 2,000 years ago, is on the rise, okay? We don't want to deal with the fact that we're living in the last days, okay? In fact, I would say as Christians, another thing that we don't want to deal with is how Satanism is not only on the rise, but how Satanists are getting so bold that they're actually going into churches to take them down. Folks, you need to realize, I've had to deal with this personally, they're not hiding in the shadows anymore. They're getting extremely bold. Let me share with you, these are actual, and we share this on our study, actual interview, from former Satanists, and they admit that they are going into churches, mess things up. One of them, her name was Doreen, and she was a former Satanist and a black witch, and she said, "Christians are the Satanists' worst enemy, and they're out to torment you. They're out to blackmail you. They will even kill you. They tried to kill me when I came out of black witchcraft." And she said some Satanists who were handpicked, the most powerful ones, were sent into churches to disrupt the meeting, and we stopped people from going forward when they asked people to go forward to accept Christ as their Savior. You always wonder why there's interruptions when you give the altar call. Another guy, Bill, he said, if you're in a church where the Spirit of God is really moving and where the Word of God is really being preached and where prayer is really going up to heaven for the salvation of souls, then they, Satanists, are going to regard you as their mortal enemies, and they're going to be out there trying everything they can do to destroy, to kill, and to maim, because that, of course, is the nature of Satan, and it's also the nature of his followers. They will try to infiltrate your church. They will try and set up whispering campaigns against the pastor and the elders. They'll even try to seduce the pastor. And then he goes on and he says, "I was, in fact, trained to learn all the Christian jargon to say, you know, phrases like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and do all the right things," he says, "and I had no more an idea of Jesus being my Savior than a man on the moon." So he admits it. Another guy, his name is Glenn. He's a former Satanist. In fact, he's was a generational one. He's being trained to be the new high priest, but he got saved. And he said, listen to this, direct testimony. He says, "For 2 years, I was involved in the Baptist church." This is law. Folks, we better wake up as Christians, okay? Not all of our battles are against flesh and blood. How many times do we have to repeat that in Ephesians? He says, "I was constantly, for 2 years, he was sitting in the Baptist church for 2 years, and nobody had a clue what he was up to. He said, the 2 years I was there in the Baptist church, I was constantly complaining about the pastor's sermons being too boring, too dry, sowing discord among the people, and gossiping about others." Well, why? He says this, "If you can tear down the prayer foundation of a church, then you've destroyed that church." And that's what every witch, every Satanist plans to do when they go in, not if, but when they go into a church, is to tear down that prayer foundation, and then the rest of the church goes quickly down after that. So wait a second, you mean to tell me that the weapons that Satanists use to destroy churches and get Christians is to get Christians just to simply start gossiping and complaining and fighting against each other? Yeah, and if you've seen any of these studies on the Final Countdown, folks, that we've been putting out, you'll notice that pretty much every single time I make a charge at the end to the Christians, it's about time we stop beating each other up and we start working together, getting the gospel out, and let's start being God's team, not the enemy's team. This is not make-believe, folks. We are under attack, and it's not from the outside. You're not safe in the inside of the four walls anymore. They're advancing inside, and we better wake up, and we better deal with it. Okay, but that's only half of it. Another thing that that passage talks about is not only the drug usage and the demon worship, but the same word that's used there for pharmakeia is also, it implies, yes, drugs and druggings, okay, but it also carries with it the connotation drug usage that's fostered by the dark arts. And that's why you will see some translations translated as magic arts or sorcery, okay, i.e. witchcraft, okay? And again, when you take a look at that, drugs, demon worship, Satanism, and now witchcraft, well, gee whiz, what do you think's happening to our planet? It's we don't even realize this, folks, witchcraft has already permeated the minds of the American people. Let me just give you a couple tests here. Witchcraft believes that the entire earth is a living, breathing organism and is the manifestation of the Mother Goddess. Hey, that sounds like environmentalism that everybody's pro for, and Mother Earth, and we have to worship her and take care of her. Hey, folks, that's witchcraft. You didn't know that, did you? that's all they did. They changed the terminology. Witchcraft says that the mother or female goddess is to be worshipped above all, not a male god. Hey, that sounds like feminism, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Witchcraft believes that they say that truth is what is true for you. There are no absolutes. Hey, that sounds like relativism that everybody's promoting today. Whatever is true for you is true for you. Whatever is true for me. Yeah, that's witchcraft. You didn't know that, did you? Witchcraft says that in order to contact these gods and goddesses for personal power, because it's all about you, you need to practice astrology, divination, incantation, psychic power, and speaking with the dead, which the Bible calls an abomination. It's called necromancy. But hey, wait a second. That's all over the television set today, isn't it? That, you know, they call the psychic hotline, the crossing over. What's the latest one today? Some New Jersey Long Island medium. It's being promoted everywhere. And thanks to movies like Charmed and, of course, who could forget those Harry Potter stuff. And, hey, that's right, Twilight. Those Twilight movies that, oh, everybody says, oh, it doesn't affect my kids. They know it's not real. Really? Let me prove to you folks that the witchcraft, and we've actually shared and talked about interviews of people who were actually excited that, that witches, actual witches, are so excited for the Harry Potter series and all the movies and the books they continue to put out. And now, of course, with the Twilight stuff, because they admit this is the best, quote, free advertising we could ever get. They admit it, but even sometimes as Christians, we'll go, oh, no, it doesn't have any effect on us. Well, we exposed this why, too, folks, in this study. And let me share with you some actual quotes from kids. And after they were exposed to the Harry Potter stuff, here was their response. You tell me if it didn't have an effect on them. Dylan, he's age 10. He says, I want to go to wizard school and learn magic. I'd like to learn how to use a wand and cast spells. Mara, she's 12. She said, if I could go to wizard school, I might be able to do spells and potions and fly on a broomstick. Jeffrey, age 11, says, it would be great to be a wizard because you can control situations and things like teachers. Catherine, age 9, says, I'd like to go to a wizard school, learn magic, and put spells on people. I'd make up an ugly spell, and then it's payback time. Carolyn, age 10, said, hey, I feel like I'm inside Harry's world. If I went to wizard school, I'd study everything, spells, counterspells, and dark arts. And yeah, that's great stuff for kids, isn't it? Julie, age 13, says, hey, I liked it. Listen to this. Here's what she liked. I liked it when the bad guys killed the unicorn and Voldemort drank its blood.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy. This is reality, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's really going on today.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our last segment of the program, and It's very difficult for people to believe that there really are Satanists out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Satanists are working in very key positions in government today. We have a wicked society. The society I was raised in 70 years ago doesn't exist today. And you better understand that. We're involved in a spiritual battle. We're losing that battle because people don't understand it. And Pastor Billy Crone's work will help you to understand it. We carry a great deal of it through our ministry. But Pastor Billy, you pick the story up there.
Well, and you're right, Dr. Monteith. It's all over the place. It's no longer in the backwoods or some creepy back store that you stumble across this stuff. It's everywhere. It's access. And again, we've rolled over, unfortunately, as adults. We even allowed this into the mind of our kids, and we wonder why things are getting so out of control. But it's really permeated, as you're right. It's in the higher-ups in the government. You got Satanists. You got witches in there. And again, if you look at the teachings of witchcraft, it's being promoted via the environmental movement, feminists. But even psychologists, there's been on record, they're starting to use witchcraft occult techniques to treat their patients, okay, because the other stuff doesn't work, okay? And so they're even starting to bend into that as well. And then Wicca, which, by the way, you need to understand there's an illusion going on there. When you hear in the news and being promoted on TV, you might even hear this out of the verbiage out of your own kids, you better pay attention, parents. Wicca is the new term for old-fashioned witchcraft. They're synonymous. All they did was change the term, you know, because if your kid came home today and said, hey, I'm going to be taught how to be, to get into witchcraft and become a sorcerer, you'd freak out, hopefully, and rightly so. But if they said, you know, hey, what'd you learn today, Johnny or Susie? Oh, we talked about Wicca and how to, you know, help take care of the earth. Folks, that's witchcraft. You need to understand, Wicca equals witchcraft. Okay, but Wicca has now also become recognized as an official religion by the United States Army. It's been that way for several years. And they're actually even currently allowing, can't have the Bible in there, you can't have those chaplains mention the word of Jesus, but they are allowing witches to have their own covens, just one of the places in Fort Hood, Texas. Okay, this is not make-believe. And because of the slick campaign, folks, that's being put upon us by witchcraft, they've just changed the term and call it Wicca, and it's being promoted through the environmental movement and feminism and psychology and things of that nature and the government, it is now considered by some to be, quote, the fastest growing religion in the United States, and it's the second most popular among the teens. Well, gee, I wonder why. Because Hollywood's sure doing a great job, but hey, as we all know, it doesn't affect our kids. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Okay, folks, of course it affects the kids. And we document this. We share some interviews from a paganist, and they admit, again, what we don't want to admit. One pagan, she admits, she says the fear has gone out of the general public. The craft, witchcraft, is more and more acceptable. Paganism has infiltrated the mainstream thought pattern of most Americans today, and it's caused a pagan revival. Listen to this. She said there are more people practicing true paganism than there are practicing true Christianity. And she says many people are seeking something apart from Christianity. And the thing that attracts young people is the power. It's immediate power. Whenever you drink blood, you gain incredible power. That's what they teach. And it says, we live in kind of a post-Christian era. People are moving towards a kind of neo-paganism. The neo-pagan revival has proceeded so rapidly, and they've had the cooperation of the media in getting their message spread. Of course, they're talking about Harry Potter and Twilight and True Blood and all those sitcoms that are going on today, folks. They admit it. And again, why is it that the ones who are involved in it will admit that this is the best free advertising to get into the minds of the people to promote their belief, their religion called witchcraft or Satanism, demon worship, but we won't deal with it. It's crazy, folks. It's happening before our very eyes, and yet the irony is the Bible says this is exactly what you can expect when you're living the last days. This is going to be your society. How did it get out of control? How did everything go so wacky? How did the last day society get so bad that everybody on the planet, by and large, was boastful and proud and abusive and disobedient to their parents and ungrateful and unholy and without love and unforgiving and slanderous and without self-control and brutal and not lovers of the good, but treacherous and rash and conceited and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because we rolled over. We allowed humanism to come in. We've allowed atheism to come in. We allowed evolution to come in. We allowed hedonism to come in. And now we're allowing drugs to come in, and we're allowing Satanism to come in, and even witchcraft, which just changed their name to Wicca, and we just, oh, gee, I wonder why. Well, but this, it's folks, we need to speak up. We need to deal with reality. Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but it doesn't change anything. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And so we need to speak up. We need to be equipped, and certainly we need to equip ourselves as Christians with what's going on. I like what one guy said. He said this. He said, here's what our society has turned into. He said, it seems that America has become the land of the special interest and the home of the double standard. If we lie to Congress, it's a felony. But if Congress lies to us, it's just politics. The government spends millions to rehabilitate criminals, but they do almost nothing for the victims. In public schools, you can teach that homosexuality is okay, but you better not use the word of God. You can kill an unborn child, but it's wrong to execute a mass murderer. We don't burn books in America. We simply rewrite them. We got rid of the communist and socialist threat by renaming them progressives. If you protest the president, you're a terrorist. But if you burn an American flag, it's your First Amendment right. You can have pornography on TV or the Internet, but you better not put a nativity scene in a public park during Christmas. We can use an aborted, murdered baby for medical research, but it's wrong to use an animal. We take money from those who work hard for it and give it to those who don't want to work, and we still have freedom of speech, but only if we're being politically correct. And parenting has been replaced with Ritalin and video games, and the land of opportunity is now the land of handouts. And he says this, what has happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave? Well, I'll tell you, we didn't read our Bibles. We've turned into Sodom and Gomorrah, folks, is what's happened. And we still don't think judgment's not coming? Okay, one guy had said, he says, hey, if God doesn't judge us here in America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. But folks, I'll tell you something, God is not in the apology-making business. And unless we turn around now and do, unfortunately, what the Last Day Society, and according to Revelation 9, will not do, and that's called repent, okay, we're in a heap of trouble. Okay, we are repeating the Last Day Society, not only Sodom and Gomorrah that was judged by God, but Jesus clearly said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And that society, if you read the text, was just as wicked, just as hedonistic, just as evil as ours is today. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 24. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. That's today, and we better turn things around before it's too late.
God bless you, Pastor Billy. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dan, and this is the, I believe Pastor really has done a wonderful job in his series on the final countdown. There are actually six boxes, each one with five or six DVDs in them, and we've watched them all, and we're watching them a second time, and you'll want to watch them too, so you will have this information at your fingertips, and you can express it to others. He's done a wonderful job of organizing it, and he has a lot, it's not just simply sermons, he has so much excellent video footage there, and I'm constantly amazed as we watch the things that he's accumulated and put into his material. So if you'd like to get to the final countdown, and there are certainly each one, you can get part one, part two, part three, four, five, and six. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. It will help you to understand what's going on, to help you let others know what's going on, and you may want to let them see the DVDs after you've seen them. But we should all be prepared for the very difficult times that are coming, because when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need, of course, to read it and understand the spiritual forces that permeate every aspect of our government today. Dark and sinister spiritual forces. America is the center of this whole movement. We are financing the destruction of Christianity throughout the world. We are sending our troops into other nations, Muslim nations, destroying the secular government and installing governments under Sharia law, as we've done in Afghanistan and Iraq, there where they drive the Christians out. We've just done that in Egypt. We are destroying Christianity throughout the world, the American military, the American government, and the average Christian just goes along blithely without realizing that when a nation turns against God, God destroys that nation, and we are going to see the wrath of God on America, and it's already coming. It's only not a matter of if, but when. One of the major things that's going to be taking place, I believe, is the total destruction of Damascus. Read Isaiah 17, and then, of course, see what's going on there in Syria today. That city of Damascus has been around for between 3,000 and 4,000 years. It has never been destroyed. It's partially destroyed now, but I think the remainder of the destruction is coming soon, because God's prophecies come to pass, and you are living in truly prophetic times. So get a copy of The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy, and get this simply one box at a time. Watch them. As I say, there are five DVDs, or six DVDs in each box, and you'll want to have the information. And then read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, if you want to know how it's going to come about, you need to get, of course, our DVD and or the four CD set, The Threat of an EMP Attack. Because the more I see this, the more I believe that God is going to utilize this. And those of you who know, we've asked Billy, our friend Lindsay Williams, to talk to somebody within the elite and ask them, what about an EMP attack? Is there going to be an EMP attack or something similar to that? And Lindsay told me they would not answer the question. Very pointedly, they wouldn't answer the question, which should give you the answer to what's being planned. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. If you're going to be at the conference in Colorado and you'd like to help us, other people can be involved. Until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel.